Ladies and gentlemen, rock and roll.
This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Place to Be Nation pop experience. Welcome to today's edition of the Video Jukebox Song of the Day. Andy Atherton back with you, starting off another great week here. We're going back to a theme. It is a theme week, and there are so many great themes out there, and we've done a lot of them. You know what? We like to do some of them more than once. So we're going back to the well, so to speak, to the 80s, and talking about one-hit wonders, decade full of one-hit wonders. Those bands that came around, or those singers, they were a flash in a pan. They had a huge hit here stateside. Maybe bigger hits if they're not from America. Maybe they had bigger hits in the countries where they're from. But they only had that one song that really topped the charts. I mean, you could probably go deep and find, you know, songs like, oh, okay, I remember that one a little bit, but it wasn't really a hit. But usually when it comes to a one-hit wonder, they were one and done. And I couldn't tell you another song by this band if I tried, because I believe they disbanded not too long after the song had come out. And I'm going back to 82 off the album Der Kermesser. It is After the Fire, Der Kermesser. So this song, there was also a Falco version, which I actually don't remember. As I just remember this version of the song. And it actually, Der Kermesser means the commissioner. And it was originally recorded the year before in 81 by Falco. You know, Rock Me Amadeus guy, if you're not familiar with the name. But this song, this was heavy on MTV. I remember that. And we'll talk about it. Let's get the video started. And, you know, let's talk about it. So the YouTube link is in the video, is in the description as usual. Let's hit the play button in 3, 2, 1. Very distinctive opening here with the, I guess, synthesizers, I want to say, and the drum hitting here. So we got a shot. I'm trying to think where this is. This looks like maybe a hotel or something. But that burn it down, down, do, 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 that was all. That was a tarantula. That was kind of all over the place at the time. It was very, you know, a very high rotation on MTV. And as we're singing it, we don't know what the hell this means, right? Der Kermesser. I mean, I was like 10 when this came out. But it looks like it's some kind of hotel with some secret spice stuff going on here. The lead singer getting handed a tape that says Der Kermesser on it. It looks like there's some kind of stuff going on here. And then you have that the refrain. Don't turn around. Uh-oh. Yeah, everybody just remembers that part of it. I remember it in The Wedding Singer, actually, which I was just watching recently. I was flipping channels, and this was playing in the kitchen during the beginning of the movie when, you know, Julia goes back for the first time and her cousins, Holly's working there in the kitchen. And, you know, the Robert Smigel is playing the cook, the chef, is singing to this. So After the Fire is a British rock band, and it was released as a single. It kind of floundered, and they had just done a tour opening for Van Halen. They were working on material for a new album when, in December of 82, they announced on stage during a concert that they were disbanding. So both their version, the Falco version, were both rising on the Canadian charts, but neither had cracked the pop U.S. charts. So then, around that time, American singer Laura Branigan began working on her second album, Branigan 2, and she recorded Deep in the Dark, a new song written over the melody and arrangement of Der Kermesser, which prepared for release. Then the After the Fire version finally hit the U.S. Billboard 100 in February of 83, and it started rising. So it received extensive airplay on MTV, like I said. It entered the U.S. Top 40 on March 5th of 83. It peaked at number 5, spent a total of 14 weeks in the Top 40. Amidst this renewed attention for the composition, Falco's version had done well in some U.S. markets, but not charted nationally, was re-released. But the German language record remained essentially a novelty hit here. So, I mean, I honestly don't remember. And it's kind of weird, though, that two songs with the same song covered by two artists comes out that quick, close together. I couldn't tell you another After the Fire song if I tried. I mean, this video is very early 80s, kind of telling a story, but, you know, but not really. We got they're going in a double-decker bus here now, looks like. Trying to give us a little view of 82 London here. It's really, it's amazing, though, these stories that bands break up after they've had, like, one hit or before a hit even hits. Like, that kind of happened, like, I think with the New Radicals, I believe. You get what you give, and they broke up, like, not long after that. That's why they were a 90s one-hit wonder. And that tarantula is still here. So I don't know what this tarantula is doing. All right. Well, I love the 80s. Any excuse to do 80s songs, you know, within our parameters here. Because, you know, when we don't do the themes, we can do whatever we want. But I tend to go back to the 80s a lot. And One Hit Wonder is a big part of the 1980s. All right. So we got four more great One Hit Wonders from that decade coming at you this week. And I hope you all have a great week. And I will see you on Friday. Take care.